Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are recording here at Bookstore One at 117 South Pineapple in Sarasota, Florida. I'm here today with Andrea Ginsky, my Wednesday podcast partner. And we're going to talk today about books we've stopped and started, or books that we didn't start for a long time for whatever reason. Okay, so yeah, that's our theme today, books that we either stopped and started, or books that we couldn't start for a while or for whatever reason. I'm going to start today with a book that has been a staff pick of Kate's for a long time, and I finally got to read it because it's part of a book club I'm in called Stoner by John Williams.
Oh, such a good book.
And I just feel like his writing voice, I'd never read him before. It just resonates. And long story, but I was having a lot of other books that I'd already started that I wanted to finish, but then I really wanted to start this one too, so I started it, and I was so moved. But then I had to wait like 4 or 5 days to get back to it. But I literally just jumped right back in because he's such a strong, like his voice is so strong. He reminds me of Ray Bradbury. He was the forefather, obviously, before Bradbury. But I really, really, really enjoy it. I'm enjoying it. I'm still in it. But it's about a farm boy. He's a first-generation college student. And he sort of like falls into being a professor at this college, decides he doesn't want to fight in World War One. And I just really think it's soulful writing. I love it.
It is. It's kind of a sad book. But it's a really good, very moving.
Yeah, Stoner by John Williams. What about you?
Okay, so the first one I'm going to mention is French Braid by Anne Tyler.
All right, so French Braid, Andrea.
Okay, well, French Braid is an Anne Tyler book. It's her most recent book. And I have like a conflicted relationship with her fiction. But I did start French Braid and stop it and then go back to it. And I liked it, but my conflict with her, and I was looking through what other books I read, is sometimes her characters are just not very nice. And this one is one of those. It's domestic fiction. But, you know, I would recommend this if you really like kind of dysfunctional family fiction. But I really like a couple of her other books better. Okay. One of the ones I loved, and I love reading restaurant books and foodie books, and the first one I really loved was her book, Dinner at the Homesick Restaurant, which is like you go to the restaurant and they'll make you whatever you want that you wish you had at home.
Nice.
And the other one was Redhead by the Side of the Road, which is about this nerdy computer repairman, and I like that too. But anyway, French Braid by Anne Tyler, I picked it up, I put it down, I picked it up again, I was happy, I read it, but it was a little bit too much dysfunctional family.
Okay, all right. Kind of like Franzen's Crossroads, maybe?
They're a little different than that, but they're in Baltimore.
Okay.
She writes about Baltimore.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's her place. I don't think it's quite like that. They're not quite as odd as Franzen's characters.
Okay.
All
right. My next one is Stella Maris by Cormac McCarthy, which isn't coming out until December, so I'm sort of cheating. But I just finished it, so I feel like I need to talk about it. And it's really just a conversation between a psychiatrist and a mathematician who checks herself into a psychiatric hospital, ward, whatever. And I had never read Cormac McCarthy before. I assumed every book he wrote was violent based on the movies that were based on the other books, or depressing.
So I read The Road. It was depressing, but it was really good.
Yeah, but like, No Country for Old Men is definitely violent.
Yeah.
So I was scared to read it, but I'm glad I read this one. And I have a feeling at 89, because of the way it ends, and it's not a spoiler, I have a feeling this might be a swan song. But it was very deep and just a lot of philosophical ideas. And it's sort of like the relationship between student, teacher, and psychiatrist, patient. Sometimes you wonder who's teaching who or who's helping
who. Well, there's a first book, The Passenger, and I think that comes out next month, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it goes The Passenger and then Stella Maris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a they're yoked together.
All right, I did not know that.
Yeah,
go back and read that. Okay, super.
Yep. All right, the next one I'm going to talk about is one of those books that was on my to-be-read list for years and years and years before I ever got to it. And it's called The Guest Cat, and it's a Japanese novel by Takashi Hiraide, I think. And obviously, I love cats. Everybody knows that. Cats in restaurants are like two of my favorites. So it's about a cat, and it's just one of those lovely Japanese novels. The author is a poet, and you can sense that as you're reading the book because the language is beautiful. And it takes sad turns, and, you know, it's about a couple and their relationships with this cat and their relationships with each other. And they're a nameless couple, but every night their neighbor's cat comes to visit them, and it changes their view of the world and their home and so it and nature. And it's just a very sweet, very little book. So it's called The Guest Cat by Takashi Hiraide. And I would definitely recommend it, especially if you are a cat lover and you like Japanese, the feeling of Japanese novels.
Okay, nice. My last one is Boldly Go. It's a memoir by William Shatner. It comes out October 6th, I believe. And every chapter is so different that it was easily, you could put it down for a while, pick it up again. He's had several lives, more than 9 lives. So, for instance, he started off Broadway as an actor. Then he did Star Trek. Then he actually lived out of his truck because Star Trek didn't pay residuals or anything after.
Oh, really?
And so he was very poor, and he got sort of taken to the cleaners in his divorce. So he literally lived out of a truck and just tried to find more acting jobs. So he's had quite a life.
Seems like he's had quite a life.
Yeah, he's very... He acts bravado when you see him on interviews and such, but he's very humble, at least in this book, and it was very intriguing.
I thought you would read that. I saw it was coming out. I thought, that's a rock star.
He's had a singing career, which is a whole nother chapter. He went to the Arctic once. That's a whole nother. He went to space, and that was the most profound chapter in the whole book. His ideas about space, which you would never guess.
The final frontier.
Well, yeah, you'd never guess what he thinks. And then he ends the book with what he wants to be remembered by. It's just a gorgeous book.
Huh,
he has a very strong sense of family. And really, really pretty book. I really enjoyed it.
Huh,
coming out October 6th, Boldly Go by William Shatner. And I think it's really a good book, too, for holidays for, like, older generations. And I'm not saying younger generations wouldn't appreciate it, but I think older generations who have been through things will really resonate with the things he's saying.
Well, there's some people like Shatner, Mel Brooks, when his memoir came out. There's also, you know, this famous comedian who's had such a life.
And Star Trek was just the start. You know, he's really done so much, but it hasn't really been widely publicized. So he's still known as Captain Kirk.
Well, he was on that legal show.
Boston Legal.
Loved him in that.
Okay, and it's called Boldly Go by William Shatner.
So the next one, or the last one that I'm going to talk about, is another one that was on my to-be-read list for years and years, and it's Department of Speculation by Jenny Offel, and I just thought that was a great book. It's a look at a woman and a marriage that are coming apart, and you hope that they're coming back together. It's written in little snippets, but it moves really quickly, but I had the feeling when I was reading it that the main character was bipolar, and so the style of the writing fits her moods were changing really fast. So I like poignant, bittersweet novels, and I wrote here that it's more bitter than bittersweet, but it was moving. And I was really glad I read it because it took me so long that her next book was coming out right around when I finished it, and I thought that was great too, which is Weather. In that, the main character is a librarian, which I like. So I would definitely recommend Jenny Offel, and she's also really known for her environmental activism. Weather especially is about climate change and how it's affecting people and people's moods and the way of the world. So very interesting author, and I think she's got more coming.
Well, here's the books that we can go back to again and again, or that we finally get to.
That's right.
All right, thanks, Andrea.